From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding use of the juvenile detention facility as a short-term dispositional placement as allowed by state statutes. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Cologne.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this report provides an update regarding the Milwaukee County Accountability Program. It's a short-term placement program for up to 180 days. This is a program, this is a great program for three primary reasons. One, it allows kids to be close to their homes and families. Two, the program in place leads to empowerment, education, rehab, and true integration back into the community. And lastly, this initiative allows us to save $180,000 due to the cost of care being less expensive locally versus at the State Department of Corrections. Currently, the program's at capacity, and I'm hearing from the judges and others in the community speaking very favorably of the program, so we're very happy about that.
No comment, young lady?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, at capacity, how many slots, how many beds or how many slots is that?
12.
Okay. Is that a lot or a little? Or sounds like a little.
Mm-hmm. We have a 120-bed facility, and this is one pod, so it is a significant number for the detention facility.
Considering the capacity of the whole facility?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any outlook on increasing the number of 12 to 15, 20, 25? Is that in the plan?
I think we can evaluate that and assess that as we move forward with the program, mm-hmm. and also just all of our other programs. You know, this is something that on an ongoing basis we'll be taking a look at, and we can come back to the board and let you know our thoughts based on, you know, how we'd like to move forward.
Okay. Thank you.
You save money.
Yes, saving money is a good thing.
Yeah. And you fly.
Yeah.
So right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Definitely, I think this move does save money. But we could save even more if we invest in those community placements like we discussed before. Right now, who would make the decision? Are we working with the judges, the juvenile justice judges as well in this move and possibly reforming the system as well?
Yes. Supervisor Bowen, yes. The judges are now provided with this as an option. And so, like I said, we hearing very positive feedback from them. They work with us on placement, so sometimes they ask for our feedback, but they're happy that they can have this as an option to place kids locally versus having to send them to the State Department of Corrections.
And may I add, Supervisor Bowen, Judge Donald, who is the presiding judge of Children's Court, he issued a directive stating that this was an option for Milwaukee County judges to use this as a post-dispositional placement for youth. And he also asked that judges who put youth in this program have 60-day reviews for youth just so they can have that accountability factor. They're very invested in this program. We opened our doors in October, and we were full by December. So they're very enthusiastic about this program, and we continue to have dialogue with them about how this program is working. And we're, you know, making tweaks here and there since it is a new program, and it's a very important one because it does save kids from going to Lincoln Hills if we're successful. So it's up to 5 months that youth will be staying in the detention center.
Thank you.
Remember, this is a pilot program, and we have the decision to increase if you want to increase those beds. Mm-hmm. Right now, you have the maximum of 12 beds for those individuals, correct? And if you, when you evaluate this and deal with the judges, you come back to the county board and decide if you'd like to increase those. Am I correct? All right, thank you very much. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Move approval, please.
No. Receive, place on file, or we can just let it go.
Receive and place on file.
We'd like to receive, place on file. Any comments or questions? If not, please call the roll, Madam Clerk.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Four ayes, zero noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We are in Behavioral Health Division, item number 9.